95.9 The Fox. It's First Thing Fairfield County. I'm Alan, and we've got a very special event coming up at the beginning of May. On the 2nd, we've got a guy coming to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory for his one-year anniversary show of the club. We've got Bassem Youssef. Bassem's on the line with me now. How's it going?
I'm doing fine. I'm here in sunny LA, and I cannot wait to come to sunny Bridgeport.
Well, it's sunny today, but you never know what'll happen in May. We go through a lot of seasons in a very short period of time.
I understand. If I want seasons, I would stay in the Four Seasons. But here, I'm good in LA.
Well, how is LA this time of year already? I mean, it's end of April. Is it getting to where you like it, the temperature and everything like that?
I think Los Angeles is the one place where the weather people are the laziest people on earth. Because every day is the same. It's like, all right, today's forecast. Same like yesterday, babe. It's very sunny. It's very warm.
Well, good.
I enjoy traveling to the East Coast. It's different. I love it. And the people also engage different with the comedy that I do.
Sure. It's just a different mentality. It's a different attitude. It's got to be very different than L.A.
Yeah, and the people are more stressed. So my comedy then is much better.
You're from Egypt, but I know you have been in the East Coast. You were a fellow at Harvard in Massachusetts. Have you ever been to Connecticut before, though, or will this be your first time?
I think I've been to Hartford once. I performed in Hartford, and it's been wonderful there. But what's different this time is that now I'm kind of like on a nationwide tour where I do a stand-up comedy. It's a kind of like a mixture of stand-up and one-man show. And it's different. It's different than like the regular man with a mic stand-up that you would see in comedy clubs. And it's been well-received, and I can't wait to come to Bridgeport to do it.
Is this ultimately going to lead into a special? Is that what this particular tour is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So basically, it's different because I'm working so many things and I'm trying different things on the road, because when you're doing the live shows, you have the liberty to try things. But yes, eventually, hopefully, you'll see this on HBO or Netflix in the near or far future, depends.
Well, hopefully the nearer future rather than the farther future. This has got to be a new experience, the one-man stand-up on the stage. This is unlike anything that you've done previously.
Well, previously I was a heart surgeon. So for 18 years of my life, I was a doctor. So I had nothing to do. I mean, the only theater I did was the surgical theater. And then the revolution in Egypt happened, and I started to do these YouTube videos because I was inspired by Jon Stewart. And then that led into a TV show and me leaving the medical career behind. And now I left everything. I mean, I didn't really leave. I was kicked out. I had to escape Egypt because people in power, they don't like when people make fun of them. So for 3 years, I was making fun of the military, the Islamists, and eventually I escaped. And now I'm bringing all of this experience here. Now, it's hard to do comedy it's hard enough actually to speak a second language. It's much harder to do comedy in that second language. So yes, answering your question, it's different from anything that I've done before. And I'm happy with the results.
And probably a lot less pressure than being a surgeon and being, you know, forced out of Egypt.
Oh, yeah. Now I have to deal with the stress of Twitter and people heckling me on stage.
Well, hopefully nobody does that. May 2nd through the 4th at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory for their one-year anniversary show. We're talking to Bassem Youssef. Now, your show, when it was on, it was only 3 years, but it was a phenomenon. I mean, a third of Egypt watched you. Was it on every night? Was it on every week?
It was a weekly show. It played on Fridays. And every Friday, it would be like the Super Bowl and even more, because the streets would be empty. And whatever demonstration planned will be kind of postponed until the show happens. It's crazy, because actually half of the people watched hated me. So half of my rating came from hate watching. So And also a huge part of the Arab world was watching. People from all the way from Morocco, all the way to Saudi Arabia and Lebanon, they were watching the show. It was a very unique state where it was the first time that people could see someone coming up and making fun of authority, whether this was a religious authority or a military authority. And the stakes were very high. And I have to say that, like, my validation came when Jon Stewart actually came to Egypt and was on my show. I mean, I was on his show, but, like, many people come on his show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he came to my show. He came to Cairo, and he was live on my stage. And he didn't believe it. Like, I never thought that a short Jewish guy from New Jersey will be will have such a big reception in Cairo. So he was also overwhelmed.
Did you anticipate just how big of a phenomenon and how controversial it would become? Everything that wrapped up into it. Was that like your plan all along?
Oh, no. That was, I mean, I never thought that any of this would happen. I never thought I would leave medicine. I never thought that I would be a comedian. I never thought that I would have a show that would be set. The talk of basically every household. And I never thought I would have to pay a very hefty price to do that show. And I never thought I would be in Los Angeles planning for my nationwide tour in the United States. So it is crazy, you know. And to think that, like, all of my, I mean, until I hit 39, I was a regular heart surgeon. So everything happened after the age of 39. So talking about second chances and midlife crisis.
Yeah, it's a completely different, everything is different, obviously. And you fled the country, and your family was with you too?
Well, I fled alone, and then they followed.
Now you live in California, and you've been here for the past few years. You were here for the last election, and you'll actually be here, I would imagine, for the next election next year.
Yes, because I just want to point out something. I am legal. I am not. I am a legal resident of this country, and I had my second child being born here. So basically, I'm legal, and I have an anchor base. So both. And I landed when you guys having the last election, which is actually part of the show. I talk, this one-man show is actually tracks my journey from being a surgeon, from being a comedian in Egypt, from coming here in the most interesting time for an immigrant to come here. And having, I was actually in the RS, Republican National Convention, the Democratic National Convention. I talk about that. I talk about what I've seen from a guy who just came fresh off the boat to come here in the middle of all of this. So it is, as you said, it is an interesting journey. It's a comedic as well as a very emotional journey. And I would love to have people share this with me.
And that's what we'll see. And it's also multimedia. It's visual. That's what we'll see mm-hmm. when you come here in May.
Yeah, there are like videos, there are pictures. It's not just like a man with a mic show. It is stand-up. There's videos that I play. There are music. I would even dance on stage. And I entertain people as they go into the club. I share their fries and I eat their food.
Do you sing? Do you dance?
I dance. I have a horrible voice, but I have some incredible moves.
Well, we're really looking forward to it. It sounds like a very cool event. Vinnie Brand Stress Factory, the one-year anniversary show, 3 days. I think you're doing 8 shows over those 3 days.
I think five.
Oh, okay.
Five for you.
Well, five.
You know, 5, 8. Let's fill it. Let's fill these old shows. Let's fill every one of them. Because you know what? I was in San Jose and I did the same thing, did 5 shows, and the people who didn't come, they regret it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would sit on your table and I will order more alcohol for you. What more can you do? What would you want?
Bassem Youssef coming May 2nd to the 4th to Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory for their one-year anniversary show. He's doing 5 dates, so we're going to fill them up. We're going to sell them out. You can get the tickets at stressfactory.com. Bassem, thank you for spending a few minutes with me. This is going to be a great show.
Yes, I am very, very excited about this, and I hope you would come also. Would you?
I will. It's a great venue. You know, Bridgeport, where we are, really needed something like that, and what they've been able to do. We've done a couple of shows there for the radio station. It holds about 400 people. It's a perfect venue.
Yes. I'm very happy. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Bassem, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.